The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program is The Inner Sanctum, The Bog Oak Necklace, originally aired April 10th, 1945.
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present Inner Sanctum Mysteries, starring Miriam Hopkins. Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum. This is your host, Raymond, ready as always to provide you with your weekly ration of screams, gurgles, and blood. All in a spirit of gentle fun. I have no other object in mind. Except to reduce you to sniveling wrecks of nerves and shudders. Have you got a white sheet handy? You might wrap it around yourself in case a ghost shows up. You'll think you're in the business and pass right on through you.
Now, Mr. Raymond, don't be so silly. You know there are no such things as ghosts.
Who said that? Oh, hello, Mary Bennett. So, you don't believe in ghosts, huh? And, what's that standing behind you, huh?
Oh! Oh, you shouldn't have done that. Frightening me that way. Shame on you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. Can I make amends?
Well, you might tell the folks how much you enjoy tea.
Oh, gladly. Okay, Mary, suppose you go fry me a cup of tea. But keep the kitchen door open, because you're about to hear the story of the Bog Oak Necklace. It's an original radio play by David Driscoll. And our heroine tonight is that beautiful star of stage and screen, Miss Miriam Hopkins, who'll play the role of Emily. Now, be calm. There's nobody standing behind you. At least, nobody you can see. At the edge of a lake, in a small New England town, two men are busy digging an excavation.
Must have been like a cave around here once, huh?
Mm. Yeah, old Miss Bristow used to own this property before she sold it to this here city man who's building.
There used to be a fine apple orchard right up there. And was all fine trees once.
Well, let's dig. That's what we're getting paid for.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Polly?
Look down there, what I just hit with my shovel.
Huh? Oh, a bone.
Oh, some cow, I expect. Cow? That ain't no cow bone, Jerry.
Hey, Polly.
Huh?
Look at this with the bone.
Yeah, I see it. And you call that a cow bone now?
No, I don't.
This here must have been a graveyard once.
This here was never no graveyard. The river used to come right up to here almost before the big flood. Before they built the dam.
Hey, what are you doing?
Get your coat and hat.
You bringing that with you?
Of course I am. Hat and this.
Yeah, but there must be a skull here, too.
Of course there must be. But we don't have to look for that, Polly. That ain't our job. Come on.
Jerry and me was digging away there, Mr. Warren. Down towards the river. And all of a sudden, Jerry kind of yelled. And when I asked him what's the matter, he shows me this leg bone. So I looks and there's the skeleton right at his feet.
I see.
So I figure, you being the county attorney here, you're the man who ought to know first.
Yes. Now, this place by the river that you're talking about, it's the land that city man bought to build a home on?
Yeah, that's right. He bought it from old Miss Emily Bristow. And then we found this, too, around the, well, I guess you'd call it the neck. That is where the neck would be. Is there anything wrong, Mr. Warren?
Where did you say you found this bone and this necklace?
Well, Jerry and me is making a trench for a water pipe, and we're digging where the old riverbank used to be. right near the river edge.
Leave the necklace with me. If I need any more help, I'll get in touch with you. That's all.
Yes, sir.
40 years. 40 years. Emily Bristow.
What do you want with me after 40 years, Andrew?
Look, Emily.
Well, these are old woman's eyes.
Look closer.
Take that away. Take it away.
The Bog Oak necklace, Emily. Do you remember? Presented to Miss Emily Bristow on her 24th birthday by Andrew Warren.
Where did you get it, Andrew?
It was found at the river edge on the property you've just sold.
Daisy. Daisy.
It's come back to us, Emily. After all these years, it's come back to us. The Bog Oak necklace. Necklace that meant the death of your sister, Daisy.
Oh, Andrew,
Daisy, there aren't two people anywhere as happy as we are.
Of course not. May I tell Emily?
Why, yes, I suppose so. Oh. After all, she's your sister. She should know. Good night, darling.
Look at that moon.
Smiling at you.
Oh. I'm going to close my eyes, and I won't open them until you're down the road out of sight.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Good night, moon. Young ladies shouldn't stand staring at the moon that way.
Oh, Emily. You frightened me so.
Did I? Mm. You had a nice drive with Andrew in the moonlight, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Emily. Andrew, Andrew.
Yes?
Andrew and I, we're...
Oh, darling, how will I ever stop my heart from beating so?
Let me say it for you.
You're engaged. And there you are. It was easy, wasn't it?
For you?
You've no idea how easy it was for me.
Emily.
Right here.
Emily, I wanted to see you so badly.
She's already told me, Andrew.
Emily, I want you to understand about this. I know how this must hurt you.
You've got to break it off. You've got to. You can't marry her. Andrew, listen to me. Please. Please marry me. I beg you.
Emily, we must be sensible.
I beg you.
If you love me, Emily, you must let me do what I feel is right.
I can't let you marry Daisy. You're mine. I must have you. If not me, Andrew, no one. No one else at all.
It's too late now. Forgive me.
I'll never forgive you. And I'll never let you go.
Emily.
Never. Never, never.
Emily. Emily, are you asleep?
Go to bed, Daisy.
Oh, Emily, don't be cross. I can't sleep.
You can't sleep?
No, I'm so excited. Why, Emily, you're still dressed, too.
Oh, so I am.
What's the matter, dear? Don't you feel well?
Well, I feel very well. Thank you, Daisy.
Emily, what's the matter? Why do you use that tone with me? Oh, darling, you're not feeling well, are you? I can tell by the look on your face. Oh, come on. Come on out into the night. The moon is full, and let's walk up to the apple orchard. After all, Emily, even though we're going to be separated, it won't be forever.
Aren't you afraid to be out here at night?
Afraid? Afraid of what?
We are at the end of the apple orchard. There's the little patch that goes down the river. I think you'd better go back now.
I'd go back? Well, what'll you do?
I'm going to stay here.
I wouldn't dream of going back to the house alone.
I thought you weren't afraid.
All alone? Of course I'd be afraid all alone.
Daisy, I don't want you to marry Andrew.
Emily?
You know what you've just said?
Certainly.
Why, I...
Oh, Emily, I'm surprised at you.
Well, you're jealous.
That's right. I want you to write to Andrew and tell him that you've thought it over and that you've decided you don't love him and you're not going to marry him.
How dare you speak to me that way?
Now, get out of my way. I'll never talk to you again as long as I live.
Have you thought that you mayn't have very long to live?
Emily! Emily, I'll scream!
No, you won't scream. You won't scream at all, and do you know why? Down in that little pigeon heart of yours, you're frightened.
Frightened? Let go of my arms! You're hitting me! You're out of your mind, Emily!
I'll let you go when you promise to write that letter.
I promise. I promise, Emily. Now let go of me.
As soon as we get back.
Yes, yes, yes!
And don't you dare breathe a word of this to anyone ever as long as you live.
No, I promise, I promise. I...
Now I think we understand who loves Andrew.
Yes?
I'll let you go. You don't know how close you came.
Come back here, Daisy.
You'd run away, would you?
Emily! Emily, I wasn't running away. Please let me go.
Oh.
What are you doing with that necklace? Emily, no! No!
I knew I couldn't trust you. I knew I never should have told
help.
You.
Help! Stop, Emily! You're joking me. I can't breathe.
Oh,
Well, girls will be girls, I suppose. That's kind of pity about little Emily, though. Just think what a wonderful hangman she'd have made if she'd been born a girl. Kind of cute, huh? Being taken for a little swing by a girl.
What a terrible woman she is, Mr. Raymond.
Oh, now, listen, I like Emily. She's so inventive. Most women will do anything for a necklace, but only Emily knows what to do with a necklace.